Well, that was new. Greetings and salutations, one and all, to one and only Career Perspectives, right here on the Super View Show Network. I am joined by my two incredible friends and co-hosts, Kyle and Mike. What's going on, guys?
What's up, guys? Yo. Long time no see.
It's been a little bit there. We took some time off because the K-Man was a little tied up with some stuff. But don't worry. We're back now. Here we are again. And as the title of our podcast suggests, alludes to whatever. We're going to be breaking. So we spun the wheel last time we did our podcast and landed on the K-Man's Kyle's pick of Foxborough Hot Tubs, a Green Day side project. Stop, Drop, and Roll. What do you got, buddy? Because Kyle, it's your pick. So what do you got for Foxborough Hot Tubs and the side project by Green Day?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows I'm the Green Day guy. So I think it's going to be no surprise that I absolutely love this record. It's one that, when it first came out, I actually had no idea about it. You know, I was still relatively young. I think I was in like middle school when this came out, 2008. Out of nowhere, I was like, oh, here's this new band made up of the members of Green Day and some of their touring members. And to be honest, at the time, I was kind of like blown away by it. It was very different for them. I mean, it's very garage rock, occasional surf rock, and a little bit of psychedelic influence thrown in places. And, you know, this is something that was recorded by them within really a couple of days. Just got together with their friends, decided, you know, this is when they were writing 21st Century Breakdown, this huge, this grand rock opera that they were working on. So they were like, yeah, let's just write this fun little album, tour it a little bit. They did like small club tours that were all like 21 plus. They were, if you look at the videos of that tour, they were pretty crazy shows. I mean, everyone on stage was like trashed at the time. Pretty crazy. But, if we want to go into like song by song, this album has, to me, a big five of the record. And two of them are the first two songs. I mean, Stop, Drop, and Roll. This really kicks off the album in a super energetic way. Very, very garage rock on this. This is actually probably the most mainstream song on the album. I mean, it was in the movie Get Him to the Greek, if anyone remembers that, from, I believe, like 2010 with Russell Brand and Jonah Hill. Great movie. Absolutely will still plug that one. So that was in there, and I thought that was really cool at the time to hear that. But yeah, kicking in with this, it's great. Going into Mother Mary, which is a very different sounding song, has a lot of like 60s sounding groove on here. Billy's voice sounds absolutely fantastic on this recording, specifically throughout the whole album, I would say, but specifically this song, his voice really shines on it. I got lucky enough to see Green Day actually play this on the 21st Century Breakdown tour, and he's great live too. Then Ruby Room, this one's also really good. Those first two songs were 10s, if I didn't make that clear enough. Ruby Room, here's where some kind of like more different elements, like keyboards are kicked in on here, some keys, and they really add a lot to it. Adds a bit of like a psychedelic vibe, just ever so slightly, not enough to turn me off to it. It's not as good as the first two tracks, but I still really like this song. It has a really good chorus. It's a 9 for me. And then we go down to what I'd say the lowest point of the record for me. And it's still a good song. There's not a bad song on this record. But this one, Red Tide, it goes to a 7 for me. It's just a very chill song. I will say sonically, it does break up the record in a pretty nice way. So it's not just all here's 12 super upbeat songs. Breaks it up very nicely. It's a very nice, like just chill out, zone out song. Kind of has some like surf rock vibes going on in there too. And then going to Broadway, continues that kind of surf rock sound, but also merges like that old school garage rock 60s influence on it too. The harmonies on this are killer. I love those. It really helps fill out an otherwise instrumentally relatively simple track. The drum fills on here from Trey though are fantastic, but it is one of the more repetitive tracks, so it sits at an 8 for me. Really great song, but could do a little bit more. Then we go to one of my other big five here in She's a Saint, Not a Celebrity. This is one of the most fun songs on the album. the background rhythmic keys that go into that groovy riff that lead into the verse, very well executed. So much fun. It has like these lead guitar frills that happen throughout the album, and it, or not the album, the song, and it just keeps it exciting. That guitar solo too, it's very 60s surf rock. Just a super fun track, great way to end side A of the album. And that's one thing with this album that I like, is it came out in 2008, and yeah, you know, records still have side A and side B to them, but they really treated this as if it came out decades prior in actually having a really good divide between side A and B here. Going into Sally, kicking off side B, almost kind of reminiscent of The Doors in a way, if they had a little more punk edge to them. Really love the vocal melodies on this one. Pretty different melody style from Billy than his usual work. Chorus is great. Kind of sits in a similar area to Ruby Room, where it just doesn't hit that absolute top tier, but it's a 9 for me. I love this one. It's so much fun to like drive around to. Then we go to Alligator, where... this one's interesting to me because the instrumental on here is probably the weakest of the record instrumentally, I will say. But vocally, the vocals, the melodies, and the harmonies on this more than make up for that for me. I actually really like what he's doing vocally here. Brings it up to an 8. It's, you know, not in the top tier of the record.
Wait a minute. Like
some people, what?
That wasn't You Really Got Me by the Kinks?
I'm going to get to that. Okay,
Maybe I was confused. I'm sorry. I thought that was You Really Got Me by the Kinks. I'm sorry.
It's all about the influence, Mike. That's what this album's about.
I got you. Ooh. I was just confused. I thought I was listening. You know.
But yeah, no, it's 100% right on with that. But very much like this, it could do more instrumentally to set it, like you said, set itself apart from other songs. But then it goes into The Pedestrian, which is the first song I heard by Foxborough Hot Tubs. This is my personal favorite on the album. This one could easily be a Green Day song. Wouldn't surprise me if this was like a leftover from some other writing sessions for Green Day. The vocal melody is one of my favorites he's ever done in general. It's so good. The guitar solo on this one is melodic, fun. It actually like goes places. It doesn't just exist to fill space. This is a great track. Everyone playing on this does an incredible job. Guitar, drums, bass, vocals. Top tier song. 27th Avenue Shuffle will take a slight step down to a 9. It's a fun old school song. It has great harmonies on it. I really like the call and response vocals going on. And then the album ends with two of the other top fives here for me. Dark Side of Night. Believe it or not, for someone who generally doesn't like this style, this is very much like something that like The Doors would put out, and even has hints of the Moody Blues in there. And you know, it works for me, shockingly. But something about just how smooth the song is and how well it flows just really works for me. I love the incorporation of instruments they generally don't use. I think the vocal melodies are really nice and calming, and it's a great way. And I like that this wasn't the closer. It's a great lead in to the only way I can imagine closing an album like this. And that's with the killer ending of Pieces of Truth, where it's just a fun, like smack you in the face, a fun garage rock song. Honestly, it reminds me of something that like The Who would do. Reminds you like one of the better, more like rockin' songs that The Who would do. The backing vocals on this come through so smoothly, and they blend incredibly well. Having that saxophone solo is just so much fun. It's well done. It doesn't just feel shoehorned in. I love this song. This is a killer ending to just a fun, short album. And I like that. It doesn't overstay its welcome. It comes in. It does what it needs to do. And it ends. Is it perfect? No. Overall, I'd give this a 9 out of 10 for the whole album. It has some absolutely incredible songs on it. It's just such a fun snapshot of where the band was at the time, just needing a break from recording a giant rock opera that's, you know, some would say about 21st Century Breakdown. overproduced, the most produced thing they've ever done. To go and do something like this is just such a fun little breakaway moment for them, kind of like the network was right before American Idiot. But this is more fun, and it's more accessible, an easier listen, and my favorite side project they've ever done. 9 out of 10 on this.
All right, you heard your first 9 out of 10 from the K-Man on Foxborough Hot Tub Stomp Drop. I'm going to go next, as we said from the top of the show. Without going into how to explain this, when we first spun the wheel and Kyle said, you know, hey, it lands on his pick. At first, I was like, okay, I'm expecting something. And I knew what Foxborough Hot Tubs was based on him telling me about it. I knew it was a Green Day side project. So I was like, all right, I wasn't sure how many albums they put out or whatever. This, I'm just going to say this as calmly as I can. Damn you for not telling me about this sooner. This is so much fun. I have a very similar, believe it or not, I have a very similar viewpoints as Kyle with a lot of these songs. I'm not going to get into too much of it, but I just want to say, I don't know if he mentioned this from the top of the show, but then when he was mentioning it, his list and his rankings, the aesthetic for this side project is so like 60s looking too. I love the album cover. If you've never Googled or looked up Foxborough Hot Tubs, like the album cover, it's so reminiscent of like an album you would see on a shelf in 1965, or a Beatles album, or a Kinks album, or a Who, or a Rolling Stones, or a Beach Boys, or a Supremes for that matter. Like, I love the aesthetic. The moment I saw it, I was like, oh, it looks very like 60s. And then when I put it on, I was like, holy shit, this is quite the album. Let me get into my track listing for a second or two. I'm going to echo some of Kyle's sentiments. I'm not as ecstatic about it as he is, but I will say there are very, very strong songs in here too. Mike pointed something out too. I'm going to get to that when I get down to it in a second, but it's basically Stomp, Drop, and Roll straight up. Just with the moment I first heard the first opening notes, chords, rhythmic patterns of this first song, I was like, I'm in. I'm tapping my foot, because in my background of music is very, a lot of the stuff that I grew up listening to as a child was very much like the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Kinks, the Rolling Stones. It was a lot of 60s music, and the Supremes, the Temptations, all that stuff in the 60s, because of my grandparents and my parents passed it on to me. So when I first heard this kick in, I was like, all right, this is going to be a hell of a ride. I'm excited for this. So with Stomp, Drop, and Roll, I'm sitting at a 9 out of 10 for this one. Solid open, kicks off the album with just pure fun. And it didn't go like when, you know, albums take hills and valleys or dips and rises here and there. There is a very consistent feel to this side project by Green Day. I was floored by it as I'm tapping on my foot on my way home from work today. But yeah, 9 out of 10 for Stomp, Drop, and Roll. Mother Mary, fantastic. Another 9 out of 10 here. Fantastic song overall. When I first got through the Stomp, Drop, and Roll, and then I got to Mother Mary, I was like, oh my God, there is actually, like, this is like what I was, if you could take Green Day and you could combine and you put them back in the day and have them like the Kinks sound or a Beach Boys sound or a 60s like rock song feel to them with a little bit of harder edge to guitar to them. This is like a dream come true for me. Truth be, buddy, I've been waiting for something like this for a long time. I'm glad you introduced me to this one, truthfully. But Mother Mary, 9 out of 10. Ruby Room, we go down a little bit to an 8. That's not a bad thing whatsoever. I still like the track overall, though. As Kyle mentioned, there's a lot of surf, like Beach Boys-ish, Beatles-ish, early Rolling Stones-ish kind of feel to it. Red Tide, same thing, as another 8 out of 10. Broadway, going back up to a 9. She's a Saint, Not a Celebrity, another 9 out of 10 for this one. So, and just like back in the day, side A, when you get your records, you had side A on the vinyl and side B on the vinyl, or side A and B on CDs. You know, it was a great throwback feel to this record overall. Side B now, Sally, fantastic track. Not as quite as good as side A, but still a great track nonetheless, with an 8 out of 10 right for this one. Mike hit the nail on the head. The instrumental of Alligator is extremely similar, just with different structure to it, as You Really Got Me by the Kinks. When I was actually listening to it over and over again before our show tonight, just before I just refresh my memory again, that my first thought was, you really got me. Like, I was like, I'm singing over the melody that Billy Joe Armstrong wrote for this song of You Really Got Me by the Kinks. So Mike, good job pointing that out there, my friend. But yes, it is very extremely reminiscent. Like, that first thing I saw, did he just rip off the Kinks, but in a really creative way? I dig it. Another 8 out of 10 for that one there. The Pedestrian, great song overall. Another 7.5. Could go up to date on that one. 10th Avenue, sorry. 27th Avenue Shuffle, great track. 8 out of 10 for this one. And the last two, it's weird how Kyle and I sync up sometimes. Dark Side of the Night and Pieces of Truth are both 9 out of 9. Could go up to 9.5 out of 10 for both of them. I'm not trying to repeat them, but the saxophone thrown in there was great on Pieces of Truth. I just love that little ending with the horn there. And I'm a sucker for like pianos and horns and all that. I'm a sucker for just great music overall when different elements can combine. That's why I love like stuff like ELO combining with like, you know, the E Street Band that could go into like Green Day. Or I love it when artists can meld music together so well. I wish I knew about this album sooner. So I'm not quite up to a 9 out of 10, my friend, but I am up to a solid 8.85 out of 10 for Foxborough Hot Tubs. Stop, Drop, and Roll there, buddy boy. I'm not a 9 out of 10, but I'm going 8.85. This is just a fun record. I love it to death. I'm surprised you didn't tell me about this sooner. God damn you. Like, come on. But no, this is a fantastic record. I cannot emphasize this enough. The aesthetic, like the actual look of the band looks, and the look of the album cover looks like something you would see like in the 60s, or like that style of the font, the lettering, you name it, it's all there. It's fantastic. So 8.85 out of 10 for this Green Day side project. I know Mike is the second or possibly the third biggest Green Day fan here completely. He loves Green Day and their side projects, The Network and Foxborough Hot Tubs. What do you got, bud?
All right. So, by this point, you know, as Kyle's, you know, shed some light on the many faces of, Billy Joe and his crew there, sounds that they kind of revisit and are kind of exploring outside of that kind of mainstream expectation that Green Day has on it, which I know like Green Day has like, you know, ventured off with, you know, some of their albums, which have done like just we got to finish this contract with our label, so we're going to put this album out just to get it done and whatever, like, you know, the nonsense of the music industry. Ultimately though, they've kind of stayed pretty consistent with a certain kind of sound, nothing too risky, you know, with their main storyline of their career. So, you know, getting into these projects that they've ventured into, it's an interesting listen. It's definitely, you know, seeing the blueprint of what, you know, Billy Joe's interest, you know, got into, grew up with and all that. You know, but ultimately, listening to this album, it kind of touched in an area of music that I never really was a huge fan of, the garage rock sound, the repetitive riffs, the jet type of band, you know, like, and I dare I say, like that kind of surf rock. It's just never been something I've superly ever really enjoyed on a surface level, unless it was blended well enough with some other kind of song styles and song structures that it was not kind of bound to the terms that song asks for. I mean, if you notice all the run times on all these songs, they don't have enough time to truly develop into a real kind of song that takes some turns and twists. They tend to just do their thing. They repeat the same riffs a lot. They kind of have a very simple way to them, and then they end. And that's never been something I've really like consumed and superly been like enamored by. Ultimately, it left me feeling wanting more, which I got that feeling from this, you know. So, you know, from the Kinks to the Ramones, You know, but with like some modern touches to it. I mean, it ultimately, some of that weird flute that was in that, you know, the Dark Side song with that most irritating snare. And that snare, oh, the echo done on purpose with like that kind of roughshod kind of production on purpose. It just drove me nuts. Like, I like what they're going with. I like the progressive element, you know, that they're trying to conjure up. A lot of the like weird kind of keyboards and the kooky kind of sound coming from the 60s, you know, like it almost reminds me of you're watching The Munsters or some kind of show on like Nick at Night and thinking like, this is this kind of, you know, this sound from the 60s that like defines this weird period of music that had a kind of a weird creepy kind of feel to it at times, but like ultimately needs good songwriting to like back it up. The sound, the style is there, but like I don't feel like these songs ever truly are given the opportunity to do much more than what they initially bring to the table. Yeah, so that's a kind of like where I come in. I'm not going to rate this by track. I'm going to kind of just group all the songs together. I'm going to speak about my standout tracks. I'm going to just make, as we bring up this picture here, like you'll note the times. Most bands have songs that are beyond like 3 minutes, and this one just doesn't have the interest of really kind of taking anything off road. It kind of just bulldozes the sound and stays consistent. It's a fun listen. You know, it's got some, you know, like I said, I've never been a fan of those repetitive riffs. And the, you know, overall, like it just does what it does, and it does it well, but it's just not my thing. Overall, it's like, there's a couple of songs, like it was, I think it was Pieces of Truth, The Pedestrian, and She's Not a Saint and a Celebrity. I feel like there's the right amount of blend there. I do appreciate when the blend of Green Day and the blend of Foxborough Hot Tubs is like done correctly. And that blend is satisfactory, where you feel like the identity of this band and the sound isn't just trying to kind of like scratch the itch of a 60s garage rock band, but it's ultimately still got an identity within itself to make it interesting and not like something that's so obsessed with convincing you that it could belong in that time period without, you know, like really ultimately losing its identity. So, you know, like where some songs like Stop, Drop, and Roll, Mother Mary, Red Tide, Broadway feel too concerned with the style over the substance. Songwriting really brings, you know, the things to life. And, you know, in order to go beyond the bland and the formulaic, and I think like that songwriting just kind of fell a little short, you know, there were some vocal parts, you know, I've never been a big fan of Billy Joel's like current sound of his voice. His voice changed after a certain point, and it's just like Hetfield, you know, I never liked Hetfield's voice after his initial kind of like, you know, the first four or five albums. His voice changed and Billy Joel's voice changed, and I don't like his voice in this era of time. Not that it's horrible, but it's just not, it doesn't feel like something that really like blows me away. You know, like I said about Alligator, it's such a rip of the King. I mean, you can sing it over top of the song. It even changes the, like the parts that happen at the right time. You could all even do the whole thing over top of it. I even tried it. It was really fun. You know, overall, you know, in the name of a sound, in the name of a vibe, in the name of a style, you wave that sword around and you're trying to achieve a nod to that and repackage it. But ultimately, the obsession over that brings you to lose kind of some more of the originality and like blend of what you're going to offer within this. Standout tracks, like I said, yeah, Pedestrian, She's a Saint, Not a Celebrity. But in the end, it's a 5 for me. Overall, it's got some fun rocking grooves. It's got some interesting changes of direction. You know, but ultimately, like I said, it brings a style into a lens, and it's like, and that style is nodded to, but when you're looking for a little more risque, a little more kind of offering that doesn't be confined into a box. It just fails to like really bridge those worlds together and bring out a product that I feel ultimately is given new life. It just kind of feels like somebody's homage to a sound without like really giving themselves like a real song to like work with and go beyond the 2-3 minute time frame that they're trying to achieve that goal. And so yeah, 5 out of 10. It's not horrible. It's a fun listen. You know, you can rock along to the car. It's got some little stylistic things. It's just like but it leaves you wanting more, a little bit of a yearning for more. So yeah.
All right, you heard it here first. Mike hates fun. It's a cool Kyle. It's a cool Kyle. No. It's okay. All art is subjective. We've talked about this before. But yeah, no, you heard it first. Mike gave it a 5 out of 10. Now, is there an album coming out this week at all? Are we spinning the wheel?
Oh, I think we're doing Dream Theater's new album. But
yeah, Dream Theater just put out a new album, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so we're doing that next week.
Yes, sir.
And then what's going on? Kyle's been on our release radar guy for a while now. Anything that's coming out at all or no?
Well, the Day to Remember came out, but that's only, it's not on streaming until March 21st. We'll probably have to wait on that.
Okay.
I think that's all that came out so far that I know about.
Okay. Gotcha. So Day to Remember is already out. We have to review that at some point too.
Did you guys want to spin the wheel now so that, you know, we do Dream Theater and then we have our pick?
Yeah, we'll have the next 2 weeks planned out. That sounds good, yeah. So, all right, Kyle, you can present here whenever you're ready. Go ahead, and I will add it to the screen. Can you do it right?
Can't.
No, I'm working on holding it up. Let's see.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, we have our new software that's been, like, kicking in now for a while we stream live. So it's been a hoot. So let's see what we got here. Here we go. All right, adding to the stage now. All right. Can you zoom in at all? Yeah, there you go. Come on. Here we go. There's only 3 left, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's my pick. Yay! Okay, cool.
Wait.
All right.
What happened to the
wheel? Wait a second.
It might not be your pick.
Why is the wheel going so slow?
I have no idea.
That's so weird. Why is it doing that? Wait, we might have to respin this one. Hold on.
At what point do we respin it?
should I respin it now? Actually, just
to be and safe. The borders changed too. Weirdly enough.
Yeah. What the heck? All right. Hold on. Yeah. Can you?
I'll try respinning that.
Just see what happens. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of scared now. Not gonna lie. Oh my God.
Hey. Woo. The Chronicles of Narnia.
The Chronicles of Narnia. So our album after Dream Theater is going to be called Narnia, Curse of a Generation. I have
curse, no course of a generation. are your eyes broken?
I knew I should have worn my glasses today to work. I knew it. So yeah, Narnia, course.
Hold on, insert hand here.
Entered not Dream Theater, Hand Theater. What are you talking about? I can't see. So, no, the moment the Courage Respective show goes off the rails, it's okay. No, Course of a Generation by Narnia is our album after Dream Theater. So, next 2 weeks are planned out, and then we'll go from there. We got 2 more things on the wheel, too. It's crazy times. Woo. Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. I want to thank the two gentlemen, as always, Kyle and Mike, for doing the show. As always, good to have you back, as all gentlemen. Yeah, Kyle, Q&A podcast is not back yet, correct?
Nope.
Okay, no worries. Because his son is doing well. He wants to spend time with him, which is all good. Mm-hmm. So, yes, anyways. All right. So, but that's going to do it for us, guys. Thanks so much for watching, listening, however you enjoy us tonight. This is a pretty fun show. I mean, I'm glad we got to do this one. So, yeah, but for all of us here at the Super View Show, don't forget to follow us on our social media pages as well, simply at the Super View Show on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, for all of us here at the Super View Show, stay safe, take care, and
God bless.
Be awesome. God bless.